back in 2002, I had the pleasure of being able to be in Rome for 3 weeks on pilgrimage with the seminarians at my seminary. It was a great time. But there was a day that I received an email from my mother telling me something that very much distressed me and something that was going on at home. And I was very much in turmoil, and I said, I can't stay here. And so I walked the half an hour walk down to St. Peter's Basilica, and I went in and I just prayed. And I stood before this mosaic of a pretty famous painting of Jesus walking on the sea and grabbing Peter out of the water. And I just stood there as the wind and the waves are there, and I just said, that's exactly what I feel like right now. And so I went on, and from there I moved over to the Reconciliation Chapel, which is a long chapel with it has a crucifix on the altar at the end. And I just gazed upon Jesus on the crucifix. And every time I closed my eyes, or if I looked away, I physically felt this turmoil in my body. But when I opened my eyes and gazed upon Jesus, I found peace. I found peace. And I think that's one of the messages that Jesus wants for us today. In the gospel, he shows us how he is with us. How we go through much turmoil and it seems like it's forever. Jesus came to them walking on the sea in the fourth watch of the night. That's like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. The apostles had been battling the wind and the waves all night. And it's as if Jesus says, okay, you're struggling, but I'm trying to build up your faith. But I will come. I will be there. And then when he comes walking on the water, he says, do not be afraid. It is I. Do not be afraid. Peter, impetuous Peter, he looks at Jesus and says, if it's you, Lord, command me to come out and walk on the water towards you. And Jesus says, come. And I'm saying in my mind every time I read that, but what if it's not him? He's just going to sink like a rock. But obviously it was Jesus. And so he steps out onto the water. You can almost hear the conversation in the boat while they're getting ready. You know, John's saying, what are you doing? Andrew, his brother, is saying, Peter, you've always been a fool. And, you know, Jude is saying, get back in here. But Peter walked. He walked on water. He did the impossible. Because he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus. But there was a moment. There was a moment he took his eyes off of Jesus. And he took account of the wind and the waves. And he started to sink. He started to sink. But what happens? He cries out, Lord, save me. And Jesus comes and reaches down to save him. When we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, he will help us. He will help us to do the impossible. But even if we should take our eyes off of Jesus, even if we should happen to start to sink amidst the crud and the turmoil and the tribulation of our lives, if we cry out, Lord, save me, he will be there. He's not going to say, well, you lost your faith. You turned away from me. He's not going to do that. He'll always be there. He'll always be there to grab us, to pull us out of the waves. What are the struggles in our lives? So often we think when we're surrounded by the turmoil, by the trouble, we often think it's impossible to get out of this. But Jesus says, if you keep your eyes fixed on me, I will do the impossible in you. I will do the impossible through you. Do we trust? Jesus is calling us to greater trust. And so, my sisters and brothers, throughout the winds and the storms, throughout the turmoils and the struggles, throughout all the things that are going on in our lives. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. He promises us, if we cry out, if we keep our eyes fixed on Him, He will do impossible things through us.